they're saying by Friday, things are going to go down to the mid-80s.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I don't believe them.
No. Yes.
I don't believe a single thing they're saying.
This is the theme. Woody and Jim podcast. Friends till the end. And now they start talking.
It's a little thing we call If I'm Being Honest.
So each one of us has to say something that is an unpopular opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say like, oh, I hate it. It's hot outside.
Yeah.
That's a popular opinion.
Yeah, we all know
opinion.
That. Yeah, we all know that. If I'm being honest, probably against the norm for a heterosexual man to say.
Okay.
But I find Sydney Sweeney to be unattractive and untalented. I think,
but,
and she's got the resting B face, which makes me go, ew.
Very popular right now.
Yeah.
Here's my, if I'm being honest, all anybody's been saying in our workplace for the last 2 months is, I can't wait for that Naked Gun movie. I haven't laughed once in any of the trailers, previews, promotions, not once. And everybody out there is, oh, it's going to be so good. Oh, I can't wait. Did you see that trailer? It's so...
They've got their expectations so high that it couldn't possibly live up to
right.
That.
Love my sports dudes over at 102.5 The Game, but they are so excited. And if this movie isn't funny, they say it's funny now, but they also say, if it's not funny, my life is over.
Oh, my gosh. Like, drama
dudes,
kings.
Sorry.
I will be devastated.
I'm going to tell you right now, I think it's going to suck. If it's based on anything that's been shown so far, not funny.
Yeah.
Well, normally they put the least funny parts in the preview.
Says no one. Yeah, exactly. Gina, give us your if I'm being honest.
Okay. If I'm being honest, I have not enjoyed being pregnant. And I know, like,
you're not supposed to say that.
I know.
No.
And I've had conversations with people about it. I'm in my second trimester, which is supposed to be everybody's favorite.
Right. That's when, you know, the sickness and stuff
everything's
kind of
gone.
Evens out.
I've not had much fun yet. I'm not. And I think it only gets worse from here.
How do you feel when you see so many people on your feed saying, it's having a baby, it's just the most wonderful
beautiful.
Time. I'm floating above the earth. I'm so happy.
I'm like stepping
you're glowing.
Into my womanhood. I'm like, no. I feel fat, like I haven't popped yet, so I just feel disgusting. My clothes fit but don't fit. I'm tired all the time. And food, I don't like food, but I'm hungry. It's really, I've really struggled with it.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jem on Totally Hits 93.3.
All right, what do you guys call your significant other?
Baby.
Baby?
Yeah.
Now that I think about it, honey?
Okay. Mm. All right, those are both
first
up
name.
There. I guess they say now a new poll that says babe is the most used one now.
Yeah,
babe.
Makes sense.
Babe.
Yeah.
Babe.
It's funny.
You're calling the pig from the movies? It
yeah.
sounds
yes.
like you're doing.
I don't know why
that'll
it makes me
pig.
Cringe. Like, thinking of calling Landon babe makes me cringe,
yeah.
but I literally call him baby.
I
don't even call him Landon.
I use baby. 2% of people say they use pumpkin. Which, no,
really?
Don't do,
no,
don't do that.
Yeah.
Where's my little pumpkin?
And what is that? Why is that?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Of all words. So apparently nobody's partying anymore.
No.
In fact, there's some stats out there right now that say of the current population of people who would be likely to party, only 4% of them say they have a social event they would go to on the weekend.
Mm. What?
Which is way down from what things used to be 20 years
right.
ago. So a beer company, Lagunitas Beer Brewing Company, is searching the world for party legend. So it's kind of a non-gender specific, not Mr. Party Legend,
right.
Miss, but somebody out there who's bringing the party.
Somebody okay. be the new most interesting man in the world or something like that.
Much.
Okay, all right.
I had a couple friends in college who
would fit this.
Yeah.
So, people can submit and say that they are the party legend. They win trips. They get a statue in their honor for them to keep and another one at the brewing headquarters. And you get $5,000 and you get a beer named after you.
Okay, I might have to come out of retirement once I push this baby out. Okay, I don't know about you guys, but I woke up to like messages and like Instagram posts of my friends talking about a tsunami coming to the West Coast in Hawaii.
There was a warning, wasn't there?
Yeah, so there was a crazy warning after there was a 8.8 earthquake in Russia.
Mm.
So they were expecting like
a huge
tsunami.
Wave to come, yeah.
Thankfully, as much as I can report right now, doesn't seem to be anything that came of it, like a couple feet waves in Hawaii and like a foot in California. So thankfully nothing happened, but a really scary situation, especially after everything in Japan.
Yeah, years ago, we had a huge tsunami hit them. Yeah.
2011.
Yeah. But it's really strange being able to like watch it happen on social media now. We obviously didn't have that back then.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So you can watch somebody and say, oh my gosh, this could come our way in 10 hours.
Right. And my friend is in California, and I really wanted to say, like, if you see the water go out, do not follow it. Go the other way. That's the telltale sign.
In fact, just drive to Nebraska.
Yeah, just come this way. Yeah, we got an extra room.
It's been just brutal.
I think we're close to 30 days with it being in the mid to high 90s.
Yeah.
And high humidity.
Uh-huh.
I know, last year, like the pop culture onlookers called it the summer of brat. It was the brat summer last year.
Yeah.
I think hot dog breath summer is what we're having 2025.
Yeah.
That's very descriptive. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you've been boiling hot dogs and you look over the water and it steam hits your face, you're going, yeah, that's what it's like outside right now.
I know it's not news to anybody that's listening.
Yes.
But I know you've been feeling these things, and we just want you to know we feel them too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're inside our AC-controlled studio right now, so we can't feel it right now, but we do feel it when we go outside. It's like, ick.
I mean, just little things like when you go out to take the trash out to the curb or open the back door to let the dogs into the backyard, you're going, ah!
And you get hit with that wave of humid.
Yeah.
I was making dinner yesterday and stupidly decided to use the stove, you know, and bake something. So I was doing pork tenderloin or whatever, pork roast yesterday, and I was checking on it, and I opened the oven door, and I was like, oh, this is awful, and then I closed it, and then I had to throw something away in the garage, and I walked out to the garage, and I'm like, oh my God, this is exactly the same thing.
I could just set the pork roast on the freezer out in the garage.
I know.
I had a meeting downtown, and I had to walk a couple blocks, so it wasn't horrible, but it was, because it was so hot and humid.
Yeah.
So I went home, took a shower. Couple hours later, my husband comes out and is like, hey, do you want to go out to eat? And I'm like, no, I just showered. I'm going to have to shower again when we get home. Like, I'm in my pajamas. Like,
yeah.
To shower number six.
Yes.
That's right.
Oh, and that was the same with him. He came home and he's like, should I mow the lawn? But I've already showered. I'm like, just wait till tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's fine.
This is one of those days where, even after you shower, you feel like you have to have another shower right after that. So
hopefully, they're saying, by Friday, things are going to go down to the mid-80s.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I don't believe them.
No. Yes.
I don't believe a single thing they're saying.
Totally Hits 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jim Show. It's Wednesday. That means it's Wet Nose Wednesday. Brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Nashville. Taylor's here from the Nashville Humane Association. Happy birthday!
This is Sullivan. He is a little over a year old. And August 1st is the universal day to celebrate shelter pets, their birthdays, because we don't actually usually know when they were born.
Right, you just have to take a guess.
Yeah, so we've decided that it is August 1st, and we are going to celebrate them because they are so worth celebrating. And we are asking people to, you know, help our pets find their forever home, because there's no better birthday present than a home.
No kidding, yeah.
But if you can't adopt, we are also asking for treat donations so that we can spoil them absolutely rotten this weekend.
There you go. Now, our boy Sullivan here, you were showing us pictures. He came from kind of a deplorable situation, but he's doing so good now.
Yes. Yeah. He came from Operation Pressure Cooker with Animal Rescue Corps. And he's from Louisiana, like 25 dogs rescued from this cruelty case.
Mm.
So we have Sullivan and two other dogs that came from that case. And it has just been kind of amazing to see his little glow up, you know, and watch him learn how to dog, and he's made some great doggy friends while in our care. He's definitely a staff favorite, and he's a lap dog. It's always so cool to see. You know, where they came from is so horrible, but to see them, like, learn how to trust people again, he completely just passed out on my lap earlier. Like, the trust is still there, and he's such a good boy.
I love how you put that. Learn how to dog.
Yeah.
Exactly. So he's like a pity mix. He's got part wife fur and then part brindle. A handsome, not a big dog.
He's not a big dog. He definitely, you know, can put on some lbs,
you
know, from where he came from. He definitely still needs to put on some weight, but he is, He's very food motivated because of that.
Yes. Yes. His ears are like radar for yeah. like,
oh,
do
yes.
you have treats? Do
they're
have
always treats? Up and they're polka dotted, which is just
and
so
no,
cute.
It's really sweet. Sullivan, check him out on our social media. And also, he kind of looks, you know, like Spuds McKenzie or the RCA dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got the little hints of all that.
Yeah. Got to check him out. Adopt, don't shop at Nashville Humane. It's Wet Nose Wednesday with Woody and Jim in the morning on Totally Hits 93.3 FM, brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Nashville. Moments ago, we unleashed a little segment we called If I'm Being Honest.
Yep.
We told you our unpopular opinions about things, and we invited you to do the same.
You've come through for us.
Yes.
Thank you, Totally Hits 93.3 audience. What are some of the ones you found, Woody?
I've got, let's see, Madison, who is in Gallatin, says, as a parent, Bluey is annoying and sets a bad example for kids. I think that's just a parent that's been tortured by Bluey
yeah.
for the longest time and says, oh,
I got to admit, as somebody who hasn't been raising children for a while,
right.
I think Bluey's kind of nice. Like, I it's kind of a nice retreat from the world.
Right.
Yeah.
But I like it. They're being honest. Chris, a good friend of the show, has a great If I'm Being Honest. If I'm being honest, and I'm going to say the names of the show here. It sounds like another word. Schitt's Creek is as funny as a root canal. I watched the first season, didn't laugh once.
Mm.
I okay. like your If I'm Being Honest.
I, know,
I totally
yeah.
disagree.
I do too. I mean, I have a cat named Moira Rose that I named after.
I loved
Catherine
that
Harris character.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
So you did it.
Yeah.
You made the unpopular take.
You went against the grain. That's
how
fine.
How about this one? People are saying that Nashville traffic isn't that bad.
Okay.
So that clearly. They just moved here.
Either that or, like, they, or they don't drive yeah. far for work.
Yeah. Sorry we're not gridlocked like New York, but yeah. if you lived here even 5 years ago, mm-hmm. you know that traffic is very bad.
Yes. They must have come from someplace worse.
Yes.
Like, yeah, that's it. Yeah.
New York, LA, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, Atlanta.
Yeah.
Okay. If I'm being honest, that's how you start your sentence. If you
yeah.
want to hit us up and, you know, text us. 615-553-0933 or just on any of our socials or on Facebook, Woody and Jim Show, Totally Hits 93.3. You can hit us with your unpopular takes. And
we love controversy.
Bring them on.
All right. A little segment we can call, Are They Smashing?
What is this? I got an idea and I got a great name. So this is
these
about couples?
These are celebrity hookups, perhaps. All right. There's
okay.
three of them. Submitted for your approval. We'll have to decide if they're real or not.
Okay.
Or if
okay.
it's just a publicity stunt.
All right.
The first one is Katy Perry and former Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau.
Isn't he married?
He was.
Okay.
Oh, okay. And, he's not anymore.
And he used to be Prime Minister.
He's on the market.
So now he's a free agent.
I kind of hope it happens so that she moves to Canada and we don't have to hear about her.
Maybe she wants to be an astronaut for another country.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, it's possible. I hope it doesn't get too serious because I don't want to hear about another Katy Perry wedding.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah, that's
about
true.
Every
yeah.
6 years, she has something where everybody rides in on elephants. Just absolute insanity.
Yeah.
So,
plus, it's only been like a month since she broke up with Orlando Bloom. So.
And how could you go from Orlando Bloom to Justin Trudeau?
Oh, he's dreamy.
Daddy issues?
No.
I don't know.
he's adorable.
I'm going to say
he's a little dreamboat.
No.
Are you saying no?
I would say no.
Okay.
Only because I don't want it to be.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear about her.
Okay. Yeah. Yep.
The next one is Tom Cruise, which is always a red flag.
Yeah.
Raise your eyebrow.
And Ana de Armas.
Ana de Armas, yeah.
I think I've seen talk of that quite a bit.
Are they going to be in a movie together? Because usually that's the only time that he hooks up with
that's
somebody.
True.
I'm trying to remember. He's done so many. And each one has like six co-stars he's allegedly involved with.
Right.
Mission Impossible stuff.
She's been in a lot recently, too.
Yeah, she was
so,
in the Ballerina movie, which
right.
was the John Wick spinoff.
And she's starring in another one, too. I just saw a trailer for it.
Yeah.
I could see that being a thing.
I think it's everything around Tom Cruise is a publicity stunt.
Yeah.
It's for show. It's performative relationships.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have Oprah's couch to jump on anymore. So I don't know how seriously he's going to take any relationship. And this one, a lot of people are talking about. The third one is Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson. They star together in the new Naked Gun.
Now, you've just come up with the adult film version title.
Naked Bun. But yeah, they've been doing a lot of press together, and they've been kind of, you know, jokingly making out and stuff like that. So
yeah. I can't see him or her doing something for publicity at this point. Like, and I know he said a while ago, like, I'm not going to date anymore. Like, I'm over it, you know?
Yeah.
So I do kind of have a hard time believing that he would be like, oh yeah, let's promote or for the movie. I don't know.
Unless he's getting a lot of pressure from the movie producers.
Yeah, but he doesn't need that.
Yeah. Nobody can pressure somebody who's done 500 movies.
Right.
I think they're just joking around and having fun.
And they're just good friends.
People are reading into it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's had a kind of a resurgence in her career, so you know, good for her.
Yeah, I do like them. I ship them. If it's true, like, I approve.
Yeah, all right.
I like it.
We want them to be happy.
Yeah.
If true, we're okay with it. There you go. Are they smashing? It's the Woody and Jim Show. We are ready now to play Gender Wars, as always brought to you by Structure Group. They built my new fence, but that's just the beginning. Indoor, outdoor remodeling. StructureGroup.us is their website, so check them out. A couple of good-looking Woody and Jim listeners are ready to play our game. For the ladies, we have Ruth in Smyrna. For the guys, we have Jason in Murfreesboro. It's the Battle of Rutherford County.
That's right. Good morning, fellow contestants.
Good morning.
All right. Good luck to both of you. We have a Get Acquainted question to warm up with.
Ruth, what movie do you never get tired of watching?
The Proposal.
Oh, that is a cute movie.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I haven't seen that in years.
Jason, what about you? What movie do you never get tired of watching?
Invincible.
Mark Wahlberg joins a football team or something?
Yep.
Okay, yeah.
Excellent.
Okay.
Love that movie. Very inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We start with a multiple choice question for both of you. Remember, you have a screw in your back pocket. If you can answer your question, you can force it on your opponent. Here we go. Ruth, the Chiefs, the 49ers, or the Eagles? What team won the most recent Super Bowl?
The Chiefs.
The Chiefs is wrong.
No.
That was a good bet.
Yeah, that was a good guess. Yeah, that would have been right a couple of years ago. But no, it's the Eagles won the last one.
Okay.
All right, Jason. You buy some setting spray. Will you use it on your legs, hair, or face?
Face.
Yes,
in the face.
In the face.
All right, Jason's on the board.
All right, Ruth, you can bounce back with this one. Bowling Green, Kentucky is home to a museum celebrating what classic car?
The Corvette.
The Corvette Museum. Good job.
Okay, Jason, complete this classic bride's wedding day rhyme. Something old, something new, something borrowed.
And something blue. Go Woo! Cowboys.
Something blue.
I think it's a cowboy thing in there.
Wow.
That's funny. I hate when cowboy fans do that. Yeah. Anyway, love you, Jason. Let's continue.
Ruth, Ben Grimm is the real name of what member of the Fantastic Four?
Screw.
Go! Okay. Oh, no. Jason says, I hope you didn't know that. Okay. Ben Grimm is the real name of what member of the Fantastic Four?
Is it the Rock Man or whatever it is?
What, you need his name.
We need his name.
No.
Nope.
He's known as The Thing, because all the good names are obviously taken.
Honestly, Rockman might be better.
Rockman. Hey, Rockman.
I mean, he looks like a big boulder rock.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Yeah. All right, Ruth, that was an excellent use of the screw that has tied things up.
Okay, Jason.
I think it was me.
You could take it home here, Jason. Let's see if you're a real listener, because we have talked about this before.
Okay.
A lady might want a BBL procedure. What is it?
Like a belly lift? Like a mommy lift?
No. That's called it's a mommy makeover, I think is what you're thinking of. It's a Brazilian butt lift.
All right, that means we have a tie. We
a
settle
tie
it with,
again.
We settle it with Name That Song. You get the lyrics up to 5 lines. Ruth, how many do you need to name the song?
4.
Four. What do you think, Jason?
3.
Back to you, Ruth.
2.
Jason?
Do you want to do it in 1, Jason, or make her do it?
Let her do it.
Okay. I love your confidence. Okay.
Here we go. Two lines. Name this song. Dust in the Wind. All we are is dust in the wind. What's that song?
Dust in the Wind?
Yes.
There's an echo in here. And you're the winner.
How did you possibly get that? Good job.
I swear, Jason, these songs are picked out long in advance.
Right.
Nobody rigged the game.
Yes,
it's just the luck of the draw.
Yes.
Congratulations,
no
Ruthie. You got James Taylor tickets for playing Gender Wars and winning. Thanks to both of you guys.
Thank you so much.
Tomorrow, it's another edition of Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Hump Day. How about a Woody and Jim mood boost?
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Winning the blue
This is a cute little story. So a boy named Mateo, he just turned 8, and he got some money for his birthday.
Nice.
So leaving the brunch place, they were headed to Walmart to buy something he wanted.
Nice.
And he saw a woman selling candy on the sidewalk. She appeared to be homeless.
Mm.
And so he made his mom stop and pull over, and he asked the lady, like, how much for a candy bar? She said $3. And he gave her all of his birthday money. He was like, Mom, she needs it more than I do.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Really sweet.
So inspired.
I know.
To do something.
I know. And so the mom recorded this interaction, and she posted it on TikTok, and it got a ton of attention because what 8-year-old, like, gives
right.
all of their,
thinks
you know,
about others more than themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she said, you know, like, my intention of posting that was just because there's been so much negativity going on around the world, and I just mm-hmm. wanted to share it. So people have been, like, flooding in, and she set up a GoFundMe for Mateo's birthday, but she said 100% of all of the donations are going to go helping others in need.
Oh, so, that's so cool.
So that, on just, like, a simple gesture, is now making big waves.
Yeah, an 8-year-old teaching us all a lesson.
Right.
Yep.
Like that.
And Mom wanted to tell a positive story,
yeah.
which is why we do the mood boost.
Yes.
Exactly. This
so much bad out there. Let's celebrate the good.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to WOW in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro.
I saw it, what was it, yesterday? I was like, oh, guys, it's only 86, but it feels like 95.
Mm-hmm.
But that was, what, 7 yeah. o'clock yesterday morning?
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. I'm for abolishing the actual temperature. Just tell us what it feels like.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't
yeah.
give us all, like, you don't have to give us a list of numbers.
Yeah.
I agree.
Let's talk about what it really is.
Also, what's the percent mean for humidity?
Yeah. Just tell me what kind of soup we're walking in today.
Yes.
It's kind of like a menu in the cafeteria.
Yes.
Is it going to be like, you know, is it split pea soup that I'm walking into as I exit the AC?
Right.
Or is it maybe like a lighter soup? Like, it's a broth. It's a
yes.
consomme.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm waiting for it to be cool enough to, it's a vichyssoise.
Yes, cold soup.
I need a cold French potato soup.
Yes.
We're so continental.
Let's just reinvent the way we talk about weather in Nashville,
yes.
because the old system ain't working.
Mm-mm.
So just, I don't know. I am Jim, and I approve this message, and if you make me in charge of something, I will work on this.
Yeah.
I promise.
Yes, they always put the temperature up, and then they have that big red layover they put over the weather map
right.
you know, on TV, and it says, but it feels like 117.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Just like, let's get rid of numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Satan's armpit.
Yes.
Kinds of soup. Whatever it is. So, come on, people. It's 2025.
That's
let's come
right.
up with a new system.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jem on Totally Hits 93.3.
All right, another episode of Will You Eat It? Kraft Macaroni and Cheese has a new flavor now. It's pizza.
Ugh.
I guess it's got garlic and Italian seasoning in it. I don't know, it could be good if it's like kind of like a cheese pizza.
I love pizza.
Yeah.
I love mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Does it work?
Yeah, I know.
The marinara is what's throwing me off.
Yeah, that is the monkey
sauce.
Wrench in there.
Yeah.
Could be good.
Will it be
terrible.
The Reese's Peanut Butter Cup of mac and cheese?
All right, there's this club in Chicago that you have to know about. I think we might have to start something here.
Yes.
They get together, and kind of one of the things they share in common is they are every day feeling like they're suppressing all the feelings they have inside.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So they get together on the shore of the lake in Chicago, And all at once, they do this.
2, 1.
It's the Scream Club.
Okay.
It's kind of just letting out all that stuff that's stuck inside of you, yeah. And you just need to let it out.
Huh. It's what you do every day in traffic, but this is organized.
100 people
have
been showing up for their regular meetings outside. We could do this over at the Cumberland.
Yeah.
Oh, totally.
You know, stand at the bottom of Broadway and just everybody screams.
Yeah.
And you'll never be heard over the bachelorette parties.
That's right.
That's true.
When they build the big tunnel, you'll be able to scream into the tunnel and they'll hear it at the airport.
The Titans might think that we're screaming at them, though, but we would have good reason to.
No, we have good reason to scream at them, yes.
Yeah.
Well, Happy Gilmore was released on Friday, and one of the stars from the movie, John Daly, his bar has officially opened.
He was actually the best part of the movie.
He was funny.
I loved his parts.
It was like on the nose in a good way.
Yeah.
If you're unfamiliar with John Daly, he drinks a lot.
Yeah.
And he played a guy himself who drinks a lot.
Yeah.
He smokes and drinks and wears Zumba pants.
Yeah.
And
awesome.
He has a new bar.
Shocker. It's where Dogwood used to be. It's in Midtown, right next to Losers.
Nice.
And it looks just like Dogwood used to. So just kind of copy and paste. But there is like a bowl in there, or like it looks more like a cow.
Okay.
But it's kind of like hitching its back legs up, so it looks like it's bucking you off.
Oh, so it's for photo opportunity.
I think it's for photo ops and stuff.
For the gram.
So it could be kind of cute. But it seems like a chill place. I kind of want to check it out. It doesn't look like they have a little putt-putt green, so I am disappointed. Like, that's a missed opportunity.
As a golfer, why would you not?
Right.
Yeah. Is it already open?
It's already open.
Oh, cool.
There are some girls that walk around in short skirts with the golf socks and everything.
So if you're into
that thing, you know, they have that. If that entices you to go, I guess.
What he just says, ick.
Ooh, girl germs. What are we doing today, you guys?
I have a horrible day.
Sorry.
No.
Yes, I have to go get two cavities. Two fillings at the dentist later.
Nobody loves going to the dentist. No wonder they have like a complex like, why doesn't anybody like me?
Yeah.
So I'm going to be working through my anxiety until I get there.
Yeah. I have a broken tooth. I was going to go have it looked at again, but I went to a place yesterday and I didn't trust them.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try somewhere else.
You do need to trust them. Like, there's sharp instruments on your teeth.
They want to show you that they have some, you know, ability to fix what is wrong.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is the first day of school for my girlfriend, Melissa.
Ooh.
And so I'll be just kind of hanging out with her today, see what she wants to do. Because
she can
goes
have
back
her,
to
like,
elementary school.
It's like her last meal.
Yes. That's right.
Before the hell of the school year.
The last day of your summer vacation is kind of like the Sunday scaries to the extreme.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm going to attempt to possibly buy meat again.
Oh.
Meat.
Last time I put it in the fridge. Didn't close the door.
Mm.
Had to throw it all away.
Mm.
Will I be brave enough to try again? Will I love again?
Yes, have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning. Woody and Jim, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM.